Welcome to This Day in History. My name's Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. On November 25th, 1952, The Mousetrap, a murder mystery written by the novelist and playwright Agatha Christie, opens at the Ambassador's Theatre in London. The crowd-pleasing whodunit would go on to become the longest continuously running play in history, with over 20,000 performances in London's West End. Let's listen.
Oh, Steve, darling, my play is such a success. Let's go home and celebrate.
Indeed, and there's only one way to celebrate in England, with sex. Unprotected, dirty sex.
Quick, into the bed! Oh,
yes,
I can't
yes.
wait!
6 months later.
Stephen, darling.
Yes? Trying to see you through this rash that's sprouted out over my entire body.
You too?
Oh, yes, I can make you out now, through the near blindness. How horrible.
How could this have happened?
Don't know how to tell you this, but I've never been checked for venereal diseases, and I'm a sailor.
You bastard! I'm leaving you, and I have the plot for my new play.
Thus, Agatha Christie wrote her next play, Always Be Checked for Venereal Diseases Before Having Sex With Me, which played for almost as many performances, over 19,000. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.